Grace, mercy, and peace are ours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. We have here some of Jesus' very last teaching before his high priestly prayer, before his trial, his death, and his resurrection. And he says to his disciples, "Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." As pep talks go, it's not a great one. Can you imagine if we did our evangelism that way? Come and join the church. Come and be a Christian. Come and be persecuted. Come and be scattered. Come and be hated. Come and suffer. Come and be killed. I can't imagine we'd attract a whole lot of new converts to the faith. And if you look around, how far we've come from that. How far we've come from speaking that way about the faith. You only have to take a few minutes and wander down the aisles of our Christian bookstores to see how very different it is. Instead, today we speak of how much better life will be when you become a Christian. We look and we see volumes dedicated to the purpose of helping you live your very best life right here, right now. Or as the new book proclaims, how every day can be Friday. We speak of the Christian life in victorious, glowing tones, and it's easy when you hear that day after day, week after week, to buy into that reality and to think that this is how it's supposed to be, that somehow the Christian life is supposed to be this trouble-free, worry-free, sin-free life. And then it becomes the great secret of Christianity in America today. It doesn't work that way. Period. End of story. We fail, we fall, we doubt, we struggle, we have trouble. And so there's this disconnect that evolves between the image we have of the way things are supposed to be and the reality of the life that we know we live. And of course, we know what to do in that circumstance. When we have this disconnect between our own experience and the way things are, quote unquote, supposed to be, we know how to deal with that in our culture. It's simple. All you have to do is lie. All you have to do is hide. All you have to do is keep up the image. All you have to do is day after day keep that smile fixed in place and keep going and keep pretending, because if you try hard enough, it'll be really real this time. And so somehow this victorious Christian life becomes about how well can I hide my sin from you? And how well can you keep yours under the rug hidden from me? How well can we both smile and nod and pretend that this is reality? And it's into that that Jesus speaks to his disciples. In this world, you will have trouble. Expect it. Know that it's coming. It's reality. It's normal. It's promised. And so as you've gone through at the beginning of this week and you're getting your syllabuses and your classes and you've discovered that somehow all of your professors have scheduled your major project to be due on the same day, that was promised. Rejoice in that. When you're having one of those meals where you're sitting at home and the bills are coming due, and it's one of those dinners where nobody's talking, but there's whole conversations happening without a word. Nobody's really hungry, but you're picking at it, and you're just trying to figure out what you're going to do now. Well, yeah, that was promised. When you get out in the parish and you discover that your elders are every bit as lazy and stubborn and you just can't stand to deal with them anymore, and you find out they're just like you, and, well, that was promised. And when the day comes that you are hated for taking a stand, when you refuse to condone the sin that the world says you must, when you refuse to speak the empty lie that the king demands you bow down to, when for the cause of Christ you suffer and are scattered, when you are hated, when perhaps we are even killed, that was promised too. It's the reality we are promised. It's the reality we live in today. So this Christian life becomes less about victory and more about Christ. Sometimes victory in the Christian life looks and feels a lot like dying. So we're given room to be honest. We're given room to be honest with one another and with ourselves. Christ speaks and says, I've told you these things that in me you may find peace. You may find shalom. You may find peace with yourself. You may find peace with one another. You may find peace with creation. You may find peace with God. The Christian life is not primarily about leading a happier life. There are many who suffer and die on account of their faith, who would indeed have been happier had they never believed. Christian life is about knowing that the kingdom of heaven has come crashing into earth. The Christian life is about knowing that in the midst of our doubts, our struggles, our turmoils, trouble, there is a God in heaven who speaks and says, take heart, I have overcome. That Christ has overcome the world, that Christ has overcome sin, that Christ has overcome all manner of struggles, doubts, and brokenness, that Christ has overcome tribulation, Christ has overcome death. Christ has overcome the very worst of you, and Christ has overcome the very best of you as well. And knowing that, we are free. We are free to live a life faithful to him. We are free to live a life knowing that troubles may come, that struggles may happen, that we may indeed be scattered for our faith. But in the midst of that, we know that this dying looks a lot like victory. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, hold our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.